弟兄姊妹，主内平安。
Brother and sister, good morning. Peace to you.
在上一次 Daniel 他站在这里分享神的话语的时候，他说他来到这里学习，想到有一天能够在早会当中来向大家来分享神的话语。
Last time when Daniel was sharing here, he talked about he came here to learn, and he was not expecting to share God's words here with people.
我恰恰相反，完全没有想到。
And he wanted to do it, but for me, I actually never expected it.
但是我很感恩上帝，真的是他的恩典赐给我，超过我的所求所想。
But the grace of God is way beyond what I could have thought about or could have imagined.
我也很感恩学校能够给我这样的机会，让我能够分享神的话。
And I'm thankful that I have this opportunity to share God's words with you.
也很谢谢杜老师来帮我翻译。
And we are grateful for this opportunity today.
在开始之前，让我们一起来低头先祷告。
Let's pray first.
亲爱的阿爸天父啊，感谢赞美你，主啊，谢谢你，谢谢你赐给我们这样的时间，主啊，让我们真的是在你的家中，主啊，来聆听你的话语，求你的圣灵亲自的运行在我们当中，主啊，你知道，你知道人是多么的缺乏，主啊，求你能够亲自的来补足，补足我们的缺乏，主啊，就求你能够亲自的来带领，带领接下来的时间，主啊，打开我们的心，主啊，打开我们的耳，让我们能够来领受你的话，将一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你，奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。记得在邵院长上课的时候，我们经常会听到一个例子哈，就是他。
And when we were taking classes from Dr. Shaw, we heard this example.
他说，笑不可以露出八颗牙齿。
He said, when you smile, you thou shall not show more than eight teeth.
坐的时候不可以翘着二郎腿。
And when you sit, you should not cross your legs.
因为那样执事会说不属灵。
Because the deacons of the church will rebuke you for not being spiritual.
以前林牧师也说过，他去国内教学。
And Reverend Low has also shared when he was teaching in China.
讲完了之后没有祷告。
And after he taught, he did not pray.
同工就跟他说，希望他能够在最后结束的时候带领大家一同祷告。
And the co-workers there requested he should have a prayer at the end.
牧师就问他为什么。
And Reverend asked him why.
同工就说，讲课以后不祷告，大家会觉得不属灵。
And co-worker explained if you don't pray after you teach, it's considered not very spiritual.
那么究竟什么是属灵呢？
So what is spiritual?
有些人会觉得它是一种生活的表现。
Some people think it's an expression in your life.
五点钟起来早上祷告，这就是属灵。
If you wake up 5 o'clock in the morning to pray, that is spiritual.
超过五点，那就是不属灵。
If you are still sleeping past 5 o'clock, you are not spiritual.
也有人会觉得它是一个工作岗位。
Some think it's your ministry or responsibility.
做牧师、做传道就是属灵。
If you are a pastor, you are spiritual.
其他的工作都叫不属灵。
And other works are not spiritual.
也有人认为是一个生活的态度。
Something is an attitude in your life.
不能生气，生气就不属灵了。
You should not be angry. If you get angry, you are not spiritual.
似乎每个人看待属灵的方式都不太一样。
It seems that we have so many different opinions about what is spiritual.
其实我曾经也这样认为。
Actually, I used to think the same way.
我会用我自己认为的标准去评判别人属不属灵。
I will have standards to criticize and judge what is spiritual.
我也会很害怕别人说我不属灵。
And I'm afraid other people will criticize me as not spiritual.
我记得有一次就是拿着 iPad 看偶像剧。
And I remember once I was using my iPad to watch soap opera.
然后牧师过来了。
And the pastor came over.
然后就吧唧一下，赶紧按掉。
And quickly, I close off the screen.
那个速度就像是上班的时候，老板站在身后。
And I was as quick as I was afraid to get caught at work.
看见老板立刻关掉那个浏览器。
And when the boss was coming over, quickly I closed off whatever he should not see.
因为怕老板说你上班不认真。
And I was afraid my boss would criticize me for not being serious enough at work.
那么究竟什么是属灵呢？
So what is spiritual?
今天我想透过哥林多前书二章十二到十六节来跟大家分享。
And today, I want to, we want to look at First Corinthians second chapter to look at what is spiritual and what is not.
看看保罗他在这段经文当中说了属灵人有哪一些特质。
And let's look at what is so special, what are the characteristics of being spiritual.
当然值得我们注意的地方是。
And we need to be careful.
我们了解什么是属灵人，不是为了是去评判别人属不属灵。
When we understand what is spiritual, that's not to criticize, judge other people.
而是要透过经文看到上帝在我们身上的心意跟工作是什么。
But it's to understand God's will, God's way in our life.
我们知道这封书信是保罗写给哥林多城市教会信徒的。
And we understand this letter, 1 Corinthians, is a letter from Paul to the Corinthian church.
当时的人是很崇尚那种哲学思辨。
And in that particular city, people like philosophy, like debates.
比如说你有你的想法，我有我的想法。
For example, you have your thoughts and I have mine.
那我们的想法不一样怎么办呢？
When we differ, what do we do?
辩论。
We will have a debate.
演讲。
We will have a speech.
就看谁的口才好了。
And who has better ability to express himself.
就看谁的逻辑性强了。
Who is more logical.
这样的人就是有智慧。
And these people are considered very wise.
而哥林多的信徒他们就是把这样一套观念带到了教会。
And the Corinthian believers have brought this philosophy into the church.
他们以人夸口。
And they would boast about human achievement.
说我们追求的人就是最有智慧的。
They would boast that we pursue after people who are wise.
所以他们各自拥戴着自己认为很棒的属灵领袖。
So they all follow after particular leaders.
引发了教会内的那种结党纷争的问题。
And ended with a division in the church.
所以保罗在这个写信给哥林多教会的信当中写道
So in this letter to the Corinthian church, Paul talk about
我并没有用世人所认为的那种智慧来说服你们相信福音
I did not try to convince you through the wisdom of the world
我是借着圣灵所指教的言语来讲解属灵的事情
But I explain through the words by the Holy Spirit
圣灵可以帮助人接受启示，明白启示，再帮助人把这些启示表达出来。
Holy Spirit can give us strength to accept, to understand, and to express the truth.
在保罗看来，圣灵很重要。
In Paul's mind, Holy Spirit is very important.
圣灵现在来说，对于我们来说是最亲密的。
And to us, actually, Holy Spirit is closest to us.
而保罗在这段经文里面，他从两个方面来强调了圣灵在属灵人身上的工作。
And in this passage, Paul talks about two aspects of what Holy Spirit does in human, in the believers.
第一个是属灵人他会依靠圣灵来传讲神的话语。
First of all, spiritual people will communicate.With the Holy Spirit.
保罗在经文里面说，我们领受的不是世上的灵。
And Paul talk about what we have received is not the spirit of from this world.
乃是从神而来的灵。
But that's the spirit from God.
叫我们可以明白神开恩赐给我们的事。
Such that we may understand the revelation, the grace from God.
并且我们讲说这些事。
And we communicate this.
不是用人所指教的智慧的言语
We do not use the wisdom by this world
而是用圣灵所指教的言语
But we use the wisdom from the Spirit
我们每一个人每一个信徒都是领受了从神而来的圣灵的
And every one of us receive the Holy Spirit from God.
而当我们有圣灵内住的时候
When we have a Holy Spirit in us,
其结果就是我们会产生见证。
And we will witness as a result.
我们接受了。
We receive.
就像人传讲神开恩赐给我们的事。
And just like people communicate to us what God has graced us.
那么我们在传讲神话语的时候是否会依靠圣灵呢?
So when we preach, when we communicate, do we depend on the Holy Spirit?
从约翰福音十六章十三节我们可以看到。
From the Gospel according to John chapter 16, it says,
真理的圣灵来。
The Spirit of truth comes.
他要引导你们明白一切的真理。
He will reveal to you all truth.
因为他不是凭着自己说的。
He does not speak from himself.
乃是把他听见的都说出来。
But he speaks based on what he has heard.
并要把将来的事告诉你们。
And he will reveal to you what is to come.
他要荣耀神。
He is going to glorify God.
所以我们可以看到，圣灵是以神为中心的。
So the work of the Holy Spirit focuses center on God.
将耶稣启示出来。
It revealed Jesus Christ.
最近身边发生过一件这样的事。
Recently, something happened around me.
教会的传道人带着牧养同工组。
And some pastor bring his co-workers.
去探访一个身患绝症的姊妹。
And they went and visited someone who is terminally ill.
这个姊妹在还没有生病之前，其实就已经没有参加查经聚会了。
And this lady actually has stopped coming to Bible study, coming to church before she got sick.
传道人在去之前就一直的祷告。
And the pastor has been praying before he went.
探访也跟以往一样的。
And the visitation seemed just like any other visitation.
大家坐在一起。
And people sit around.
说着彼此鼓励、彼此安慰的话。
People encourage one another.
但是在这个当中，这个姊妹就开始抱怨，或者是说她开始有很多那种自以为意以及公义的、自认为自己公义的话语开始出来。
And in the middle of this communication, the sister who was sick started to complain, started to become very self-righteous.
然后所有的同工都默不作声。
And all the co-workers kept silent.
然后过了很长一段时间。
After a while,
牧道就是传道人，他开始跟这个姊妹，就是用神的话语，他开始来责备这个姊妹。
After a while, the pastor started to use God's words to rebuke this sister.
他说。他提醒这个姊妹要赶紧的悔改，回转到神的面前。
He reminded the sister to repent and return to God.
神或许会怜悯医治她的疾病。
And perhaps God will have mercy on her and heal her.
那个场面大家应该可以脑补一下哈。
And you can probably imagine.
然后气氛开始有点紧张。
And atmosphere was getting uncomfortable.
其中一个同工后来说，分享说，他说。心都到嗓子眼了。
And one of the co-workers shared later, his heart was right here, and he was feeling really tight.
传道人之后，他也传道人在这个事情之后，他也分享说。
And the pastor actually shared afterwards.
他当时也挣扎了很久。
Actually, he struggled before he said anything.
但是他一直祷告。
But he has been praying.
神赐给他信心，赐给他勇气。
And God has given him the confidence to talk.
在跟这个姊妹说完这件事之后
After the communication,
神一直在接下来的时间做奇妙的工。
God has been doing some wonderful work afterwards.
姊妹悔改。
The sister repented.
开始参加查经聚会。
She came back to church.
并且她的疾病也明显地得到了改善。
And her illness has improved.
在复活节的时候，她也做了见证。
And at Easter, the sister actually gave a testimony.
并且她在那一次探访当中，她未信主的丈夫。
And during that visitation, her husband actually, who is a non-believer,
当着他们的面把荣耀归给神。
He actually glorified God in front of all the people.
他说，今天你们的神在我的心目当中的地位大大的提升了。
He said, today, your God, his position in my heart has improved a lot.
而同工回去之后,
and co-workers, when they went home,
也没有了紧张,
and they became comforted.
充满着喜乐。
They were filled with joy.
其实举这个例子不是为了跟大家说以后探访就只要指责了哈。
Of course, I give this example. I'm not talking about every time you should rebuild when you visit.
不是这样的。
Of course not.
其实可以说我们经常会碰到这样的事情。
But sometimes we will have this kind of situation.
在教会很多施工当中我们会碰到这样的张力。
And sometimes we face tension in our ministry.
我们会碰到这样的挑战。
We face challenges.
当你明白上帝要你说些什么的时候
，When we understand what God wants us to say，
你会做那一个默不作声的人，还是我敢呢？
Would you keep quiet, or would you be willing to speak up？
甚至可以说，有的时候，当我们执意要来传讲神福音的时候
，And sometimes when we insist that we have to preach the truth，
我们会受到生命的威胁。
We might be threatened.
包括我们在即将我们要回到国内，我们要参与服事的弟兄姊妹来说。
And especially if a brother and sister were graduating or going back to church to serve.
会有很多未知的挑战等着我们。
There will be many unknown challenges waiting for us.
曾经有一个姊妹也分享说。
Once a sister shared with me.
她在教会里面就是。
And when she was at church, that's exactly what it is.
让他用他们所规定的方式来讲道。
They regulate what she need to say.
可能那个内容是跟圣经是相违背的。
And even some of the content might be contradictory to the Bible.
然后很强硬地告诉他们。
And they were very strong in attitude.
不按照这个上面讲，你们就卷铺盖走人。
If you don't follow our regulation, you can pack up and go.
这个姊妹其实也很挣扎。
And this sister had a lot of struggle.
她在祷告当中一直在寻求圣灵的带领。
And she was praying, asking for the direction, guidance from the Holy Spirit.
但是圣灵赐下她勇敢的心。
But Holy Spirit gave her the strength.
让她凭着信心来讲说神的话语。
So such that, with faith, she spoke up God's words.
她不但没有被赶走。
She did not get driven away.
还使得很多人都信主了。
And many people came to know Christ.
他们被造就，信心也得到了坚固。
They were taught and their faith was strengthened.
其实我们也可以看到保罗的例子。
And actually, we can look at Paul.
他在第二章哥林多前书第二章说的。
And according to what he said in 1 Corinthians 2nd chapter.
他说我不知道别的。
He said, "I know nothing else."
只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
I only know Christ and Him crucified.
他的焦点很清楚。
His focus is extremely clear.
况且虽然在传福音的过程当中
，Role in the process of preaching the gospel.
他说，我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊。
He said, "When I was among you, I was weak, I was vulnerable, I was afraid."
但是他却从来没有退缩。
But he never backed down.
甚至当有人拥戴他说我是属保罗的时候
，Even when people follow him and say I belong to Paul,
他也没有沾沾自喜
，and he did not get very happy just because of that.
而是很清楚地告诉哥林多的信徒
，But he clearly told the believers there.
我们算什么？无非是基督的执事。
We are, what are we? We are but deacons and servants of the Lord.
照主所赐的来引导你们相信。
We are only teaching and guiding you according to what the Lord has taught us.
从始至终
From beginning to the end.
保罗都清楚地知道自己传福音的权柄是出自于神。
Paul understands the authority he has to preach.
他的能力
Where does it come from?
他的能力也是出于神。
And his strength comes from God.
荣耀也是归于神。
And the glory is to God.
这不是靠着他自己。
This is not depending on himself,
而是靠着圣灵大能的明证。
But this is the witness of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们可以看到依靠圣灵的传讲。
So we can see when we preach according to the Holy Spirit,
可以带来生命的改变。
We can bring changes, transformation of life,
叫人明白真道。
Such that people may understand the truth,
得着生命。
They could grow in their life.
且主得荣耀。
And the Lord will be glorified.
弟兄姊妹们，那我们要思考一下吗？
Brother and sister, let's think about this.
我们与神的关系如何呢？
How is our relationship with our Lord?
当圣灵给我们这样的提醒的时候，我们能够敏锐地察觉到吗？
When Holy Spirit reminds us, could we understand what is said?
当面对这些挑战，面对社会现在的价值观的各个方面的冲击的时候，
When we face all the challenges, all the different value systems from the society,
我们愿意来靠着圣灵的引导教导，来顺服圣灵，来传讲他的话语吗？
Are we willing to submit and follow the Holy Spirit to preach, to witness?
不仅如此，我们可以看到第二点。
Not only so, second,
依靠圣灵看透万事。
We can examine and understand all things according to the Holy Spirit.
属灵的人是有圣灵内住的。
Spiritual people, they have the Holy Spirit in them.
圣灵看透万事，所以属灵的人也看透万事。
Holy Spirit examine all things, therefore spiritual people also examine all things.
这个万事就是神开恩赐给我们的事情。
And all the things are the things God has given us to understand.
看透这个词其实有不同的翻译。
And examine this word or search this word has different interpretation.
吕正中译本把它翻译为审查。
And in the Reason Zone version, it talks about examination.
这是一个过滤的过程。
And this is a process of filtering.
可以说就相当于我以前家里面的那个过滤的饮水机，不知道现在可能就比较先进一点，就不用像以前那样的桶装水的那种过滤了。
And it's a little bit like our water system. There's a filter in there.
我觉得那个时候那个过滤的那个就相当于我们现在的饮水机。
And just like our water filter.
分为两层。
And there are two layers.
在下面那个部分就有一个过滤芯。
And there is a filter in between.
而水的话要从上面经过过滤芯到下面，我们才能够饮用。
And water will go through the filter such that it could be used by us.
这个过滤芯是帮助我们能够去除杂质的。
And the filter is to remove things which are impure.
也可以说就像是一个法官他在审理案件的时候。
Or maybe we can liken this to a judge who has a case he has to judge.
他在仔细的调查。
He has to investigate.
分析。
He is analyzing.
找出事实的真相。
He is trying to find out the truth.
并且做出正确的决定。
Such that he can make the right decision.
我们属灵的人看事情可以说是不会只看到事情的表面。
A spiritual person does not only look at the surface of something.
因为有过滤芯。
Because there's a filter.
我们可以看到事情真实的价值和意义。
We'll filter the event to see the true value of what happened.
并且做出正确的决定。
Such that we can make the right decision.
可以说一个属灵的人。
So that a spiritual person.
他的生命是被改造了的。
His life, their life has been transformed.
他的知识系统还有价值系统是被转换了的。
Their knowledge and their value system has been transformed.
哥林多保罗在说哥林多信徒的时候，他说
，When Paul talked about the Corinthian believer, he said,
他们受教会中那些较富有的人和有教育、有知识的人影响。
He criticized them to be influenced by people who are rich and knowledgeable in the church.
哥林多信徒仿效了他们的价值观。
And the Corinthian church act just like them.
将其作为自己的价值观来看待生活当中的事。
And they use the same value system to judge what's going on.
比如说，他们划分社会阶层。
For example, they will classify different people in the church.
他们用社会阶层来划分基督徒。
They use the class in the society to classify believers.
在守主餐的时候，穷人和富人就分开的吃。
Such that when they observe the Lord's Supper, they separate the rich and the poor.
这样做就破坏了主餐的合一。
And that has destroyed the unity in the Lord's Supper.
并且他们对于神所赐属灵的恩赐 会有一种争强好胜的观点在里面。
Such and the believers are competing when they come to spiritual gifts.
混乱了敬拜的次序。
And they mix up and confuse the order of worship.
并且他们看不清罪的影响。
And they could not discern the effect of sin.
他们姑息那些教会淫乱的人。
And they let go those people who have committed adultery.
他们看不见事情的本质和意义。
They fail to see the essence of an event.
他们更看不见自己自我为中心的罪。
And they fail to see their self-righteousness.
所以保罗在三章一节到二节就这样形容他们。
And in chapter 3, verse 1, actually Paul criticized them.
弟兄们，我从前对你们说话。
Brothers, before when I said to you,
不能把你们当作属灵的。
And I could not treat you as spiritual people.
只能把你们当作属肉体的。
But you are worldly, infants.
在基督里为婴孩。
You are infants in Christ.
我是用奶喂你们。
I gave you milk.
没有用饭喂你们。
Not solid food.
那时你们不能吃。
For you are not ready for it.
就是如今还是不能。
And indeed, you are still not ready.
换句话说，哥林多信徒之间不和。
In other words, the division among the Corinthian believers.
但他们认为自己有超越的智慧。
But they thought that they were very wise.
且他们是属灵成熟的人。
And they were super mature.
但是实际上他们是一无所知。
Actually, they knew nothing.
完全不配带领上帝的子民。
They were unworthy of the task given to them.
因为他们的世俗的价值观。
Because they were using the value system of this world.
蒙蔽了属灵的真理。
And they cover up the spiritual truth.
那么我们呢？
How about us?
我们的价值观是被神转换了的吗？
Is our value system already transformed by God?
我们现在用的到底是哪一套过滤系统？
Which filter are we really using?
是世界呢？
Is it the filter of this world?
是自我呢？
Is a filter of ourselves?
还是神呢？
Or is a filter from God?
我想大家应该都还记得是为什么会来到 BSOP 来学习吧。
I trust that we remember why we came here.
我知道有很多的弟兄姊妹是辞掉了那一种很优厚的那种待遇的工作而来的。
I know some people they actually resign from jobs which are well paid.
有些是放弃了跟家人能够多时间相处的时间来的。
And some people are given a time with their family.
有些甚至是虽然家里激烈的反对，但是依然来到这里。
And some people came even though their family did not support them.
其实，在他们的眼中，我们看上去很傻。
In certain way, we may even look at them and think that is foolish.
浪费几年的时光。
Wasting years.
不知道要失去多少升职加薪的好机会。
You are wasting your opportunity to get promoted in the society.
错失多少优秀的对象。
And you may be missing out your potential partner.
况且回去之后只能做个传道人。
And after you finish, you end up just as a pastor in the church.
完全没什么前途可言吗？
Is there a future?
他们不明白我们为什么做这种费力不讨好的事情。
And people of this world will never understand why we will do this.
其实面对外界这么多的声音，
Actually facing hearing so many things, voices from this world.
我们毅然地踏上了这个异国他乡求学之路。
We still came all the way.
为什么呢？
Why?
这是因为有圣灵在我们的里面来显明神在我们身上他的心意是什么，他对我们的使命是什么。
Because the Holy Spirit has revealed in us what is God's will in our life and where we are going.
圣灵让我们看见失丧灵魂的重要。
Holy Spirit make us see the important, the preciousness of the lost soul.
或许直到现在，
Maybe even to now,
你还是会面对很多难听的话。
You will still hear many, many challenging, difficult words.
面对各种现实的挑战。
You will face a lot of challenges from the reality.
尤其是当大家 翻开朋友圈的时候
especially when you open up your WeChat，
身边的同龄人一个个结婚了
your friends are getting married，
各种婚纱照哈
and they show off their wedding picture，
还有各种出国旅游
and they are traveling overseas，
晒着美食晒着风景的照片
and they have all sorts of pictures of cuisines and beautiful scenery，
还有各种庆祝升职加薪
and all kind of celebration they just got promoted，
获得某项荣誉的 party，
or maybe they just got certain prize，
你们的心情如何呢？
How do you feel in your heart？
其实我们直到现在，我们还坚守着我们的信仰。
We know we still insist, persist in our belief.
是因为圣灵。
It's because of the Holy Spirit.
他将在基督里的完全满足带给我们。
He has brought us this complete satisfaction in Christ.
他让我们知道。
He makes us know.
什么才是真正的价值和宝贵。
What is really valuable and precious?
那么我们现在的价值观、人生观是被圣灵转换了的。
Is our value system transformed?
我们的生命是不再一样了的。
Our life is changed.
我们知道我们属于谁。
We know to whom we belong.
我们也知道我们为谁而活。
We know for whom we live.
接下来我们即将，就是三年级的同学，弟兄姊妹都即将回到国内。
Not very long after the graduating students will be returning to their churches, returning China.
我们很快就要投入到合场来服侍。
Very soon, they will be going into their ministry.
圣灵将不仅能够让我们看到万事，能够看透万事。
Holy Spirit will not just give us ability to examine and understand things.
并且他也会随时的与我们同在，赐给我们信心和力量。
And Holy Spirit will be present with us to grant us the strength.
我们可以依靠他。
We can depend on him.
刚强壮胆的来奔走这条十字架的路。
We are empowered to walk and follow this path across.
我们可以看到十六节在经文的最后。
We can see in verse 16, finally.
保罗总结说
，And Paul's conclusion，
我们是有基督的心。
We have the mind of Christ。
可以说，属灵的人有基督的心思。
Spiritual people have the mind of Christ。
我们可以来回想一下，耶稣一生的心思是什么呢
？Let's reflect what will be the mind of Christ in all his life。
耶稣的心思就是神。
Christ's mind is upon God.
耶稣他挂念神。
He think about God.
他爱神。
He loves God.
以至于他顺服神。
And he submit to God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brother and sister.
圣灵内住在我们每一个人的里面。
Holy Spirit live in us.
让我们知道关于神赐给我们他的事情。
He show us the things God has shown to us.
并且圣灵一直在持续的动工
，and Holy Spirit continue to work in us.
他更新我们旧有的思想观念。
He renew our minds and our value system.
现在我们的心思意念是完全被转换了的。
Our mind has been transformed.
我们是一个有基督心思的人。
We have the mind of Christ.
我们愿意爱神，顺服神吗
？Are we willing to love God and submit to Him?
求主来帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们能够敏锐圣灵在我们里面工作。
So that we may discern the work of the Spirit in us.
愿意谦卑顺服在圣灵的指导引导下。
So that we may submit humbly under the direction of the Holy Spirit.
用我们的生命来传讲耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
So that our life may preach Christ and Him crucified.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the challenge on Paul that we may live according to the Holy Spirit, such that we may submit to you and live out this life as a witness to your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
May you strengthen us and empower us. 亲爱的主耶稣，亲爱的天父，感谢你赐给我们圣灵，并且这圣灵让我们转换我们的心思意念，好像基督的心思意念。求你赐给我们力量，赐给我们能力去明白，去接纳，去顺服你的心意，好叫我们的生命可以见证主耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。一切祷告奉主耶稣基督的名 We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.